Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
The Greg Kelly Show.
Welcome back to New York, President Trump. He's here in Manhattan, just a couple of miles away, downtown in that silly courtroom with that silly judge and this silly case. Beyond trivial, dumb, corrupt, the whole thing, the whole shebang. And I have proof. I have absolute proof that Joe Biden has been pulling the strings on this entire thing. We all know that no matter what the fake news tells us, they're running this. The Democrats, Joe Biden in the White House. There's no evidence of that. It's everywhere, everywhere. Anyway, it doesn't matter. Well, there are a couple of points about it that do matter. I worry about his safety. I worry about him in front of all these guys. You never know, you know, in and out of courts all over the country. You want to minimize the number of you don't want him exposed to too many guns. And all this crazy rhetoric out there, right? He's a threat to democracy. He's an existential threat to America. He's a clear and present danger. And so are his supporters, by the way. What they are, I was going to say subliminally. There's nothing subliminal about it. They're saying it out loud that Donald Trump will kill America. So maybe he needs to be, right? I feel like they're encouraging it. I think that's what they want. And I don't know if they're going to stop until they get it. And President Trump, I hope he's got good security. You know, the guys around him, the Secret Service. I actually got a taste of it. I saw it up close. Those guys are great. They don't mess around. And they create a bubble around him. But the bubble moves. And when you go into all these crazy buildings and all these, I don't know, I just, something bad can happen. And I don't want it to happen. Right? Right? It's totally conceivable. I don't even like talking about it. I don't like thinking about it, but somebody's got to start thinking about it. And I hope and pray that there is some part of our government that is sane, that isn't falling for any of this crap. You know, the Secret Service is actually part of, it used to be Treasury. Now it's Homeland Security. And that's been totally politicized. I mean, beyond belief politicized. Israel, we stand with you. Is there any reason why we're not hitting Iran really, really brutally right now? I guess you guys know what you're doing. I mean, I'll defer to you. I know Joe Biden was, why was this basically allowed? Why was this allowed that Iran would do it? Iran said they were going to do it. They did it. It was almost like it was prearranged. And here's Joe with his very, very weak, basically do it, but we don't want to hear too much about it. Go ahead.
Message to Iran in this moment.
Don't.
Are American personnel and assets at risk, Mr. President? Mr. President, are American troops at risk as well?
Don't. Don't. Oh, did he say more? Did he say more? Go ahead.
We are devoted to the defense of Israel. We will support Israel. We will help defend Israel. And Iran will not succeed. Thank you very much.
Well, they did it, though. They did it anyway. I was watching TV on Saturday night. Were you? I have to admit, I don't know what the hell I was watching half the time. All those lights, what was going up, what was going down, what was incoming, what was outgoing, was it? I don't know. Nobody on TV would explain it to me. Was it the Iron Dome? Was it the David Sling missile? Were these drones? There were little explosions. Were these drones that were getting blown up? I don't know. I'm going to have a guy come in later and tell us. It's kind of like during the Gulf War, they had a similar thing. You were just watching this big display and you weren't quite sure what the hell was going on. At least I wasn't. All right. So he's down there right now. And, we know it's a fake case. We know it doesn't mean anything. It does help him, but it takes him off the campaign trail. That is an issue. And it does dirty him up a little bit. You know, here I am. I got to go through it. I'll go through it tonight in my videos or whatever. I got to reexamine the whole Stormy Daniels thing. I will point out that we have had people cheat on their wives who have been president before, right? Some still have airports named for them. JFK was having orgies with 17-year-old girls in the White House pool, and we still have an airport named for him. You know who was a bit of a got around town? George H.W. Bush, the first Bush. Yes, it was widely known that he was having an affair with a woman named Jennifer who worked at the State Department. But hush, hush, hush. After all, he's a gentleman. After all, he's one of us. After all, no, we can't. That's been. Now, things changed a lot with Bill Clinton and Jennifer Flowers. Yeah, that was kind of a game changer. But the media were running interference for him, right? They were kind of, I mean, they castigated her. They made her look like, what do they say, white trash. They were not rooting for Jennifer Flowers. George W. Bush, nothing of that nature with him. Barack Obama, I've heard all kinds of things about that guy and what he's into. But not a word. You have to be at a certain cocktail party with certain people who are very, very wealthy, and then they might tell you a little bit, give you a little bit of a glimpse as to what gets Barack Obama's motor running. Okay, and then there's Donald Trump, and all of it is fair game. Although not today, the judge said one thing that was, you know what? I'm like, this is the first reasonable thing I've heard from this judge. You know, they want to, the prosecution wants to embarrass Trump. They want to hurt him. They want to hurt him at home. They want to hurt him. And part of that will be, you know, talking about the porn star, talking about this, talking about that. Well, the judge said out loud that we don't want to hear anything about prior allegations of indiscretion regarding President Trump because they are all rumor, gossip, and hearsay. Rumor, gossip, and hearsay. This is one of them saying it's all rumor, gossip, and hearsay, and all that stuff is. Remember the lady who sat next to him on a plane in 1982 and said that Trump, he was like an octopus. That silly woman from Brooklyn who said, oh, Trump tried to make out with me in an elevator. All these women came together at an interesting moment in time. September of 2016, that's when they decided to tell their truth. Do you think they had a political agenda? So he has actually said we're not going to hear about any of that stuff, which I find interesting. However, they're going to talk about the Access Hollywood thing right off the bat, the Access Hollywood thing. And I am going to let you in on a little secret about that Access Hollywood. You have been lied to about the whole thing by everybody, and maybe lie is the wrong word. Anybody who's talked about this tape in the history of this tape has been mistaken. There are only two people who have gotten it right, who have actually evaluated this tape correctly. Let me just see if I can get it for you. And that would be me, and that would be Donald Trump. They're the only guys we are the only ones who actually heard what was on this tape and relate it accurately. Now, I'm going to send this to our friend Rich there in the back. The P word, do we have to bleep it? I mean, do we really have to bleep it? I mean, it's not an FCC word that you got to be worried about. We all know what the P word is. It's not a big deal. So let me see if we can just get this. I don't want to wait to get it bleeped. All right. So I just sent this to you. And we're all adults here. I think we can handle it. All right. So I want to play it. And I want to tell you what you probably have never heard about this tape, which is there for all of us to hear and all of us to comprehend, but we did not allow ourselves to hear it. We were not told about it, or it wasn't highlighted. So it almost never happened. The most significant part of this tape is 1,000% exculpatory for Donald Trump. So let me know how that's going to go. Hey, did you hear about the two cops up in Syracuse, two police officers shot and killed? Still looking for the details on that. Open season on police around the country. And how did that happen? How did that happen? Our corrupt media and our corrupt culture continues to tell lies about the history of this country, about what we've been through, who we are now, and pretending that it's a systemically racist place. If you keep saying that for years and years and years, and that police are somehow a holdover from the slave era. Now, I don't. This is irrespective of the details of today's violence, but I know that there are more attacks against police, and most of them are racially motivated. They would not have happened had we not been lied to about the cops for as long as we've been lied to about the cops. All right, let me just go through this one. Two officers. The Onondaga County District Attorney has confirmed the shooter in Sunday night's killing of two law enforcement officers. The shooter is Christopher Murphy, 33, of Salina. All these towns upstate I've never heard of. Salina. The trouble started at a traffic stop at 7 o'clock in the city's Tip Hill neighborhood, according to the Syracuse police chief. Police tried to pull over a car, but the driver refused and sped off. Police took the plate number, which led them to 4945 Darien Drive in Salina. That's where the shooting happened. Gunfire filled the little neighborhood as the officers and the suspects exchanged shots. By the way, we don't call him a suspect anymore. You call him the shooter or the perpetrator. All right? That word is always misused. I can't stand it. The two officers and the suspect. Shut up about the suspect. The driver were all hit, including the guy who was in the car. Stop calling him a suspect. That house was secured Sunday night. Let's see here. Murphy was charged in 2014 with driving while intoxicated. Murphy was also charged with resisting arrest and failure to keep right. Joseph and Lucille Murphy are listed as whatever. The house is worth $130,000. We got to know. Anyway, that's really terrible. How old were these police officers? How old? Interesting. We have more about the shooter than we do the cops. And that's terrible. It shouldn't be that way. All right. Are we ready with the Access Hollywood tape? Yeah. All right. We're going to go out on the limb here. And we're going to. Are you actually. Okay. Let's say I'm curious. Oh, there are a couple of words. Oh, you're right. Somebody used the F word. Ooh. All right. That one still makes people uncomfortable. Even me uncomfortable. Except in certain, on certain occasions. All right, go ahead.
I moved on her, and I failed. I'll admit it.
Whoa.
I did try and f*** her. She was married.
Huge nose there.
No, Nancy. Yeah. No, this was marriages. And I moved on her very heavily. In fact, I took her out furniture shopping. She wanted to get some furniture. I said, I'll show you where they have some nice furniture. I took her out furniture. I moved on her like a bitch. But I couldn't get there. And she was married. And all of a sudden, I see her. She's now got the big phony tits and everything. She's totally changed her look. I better use some Tic Tacs just in case I start kissing her. You know, I'm automatically.
Oh, you left it in. I love it. All right, stop. Right there. There's the part right there. There's the part right there. When you're a star, they let you do it. Let you do anything. Grab them by the whatever. When you're a star, they let you do it. Let. L-E-T. What does that mean? It means allow. It means consent. That's not saying I'm a star. I just walk up to him and I grab him. I do what I want. No. L-E-T. Let. Allow. It totally changes the entire thing. Oh, and Michael Cohen. What is this case even about today? This is about some check that was written in 2016. You can't pay back your own lawyer. You can get China. You can get China money for doing absolutely nothing other than being the son of a vice president, but you can't pay your own lawyer. This is a corrupt case, but as you can see, not without some danger, but it still mostly is accruing to Donald Trump's benefit. And that is amazing. God is great and can do anything. Be right back.
Greg Kelly.
It's If you're suffering from ED, you're not alone. 60% of men over 60 have this problem. Help is out there. The professionals at Elevate Wellness can help you be the man you used to be. They've helped thousands of patients and have a 96% success rate. What are you waiting for? Call 973-354-2276. 973-354-2276. Your first visit is only $99. ElevateWellnessGroup.com. Help is out there. ElevateWellnessGroup.com.
Stop. ED is no laughing matter. This could be caused from low T, high blood pressure, or diabetes. Elevate Wellness can help. 40% of men over 40 have experienced this. Make the call to Elevate Wellness now. 973-354-2276. 973-354-2276. The office visit is only $99 and includes exam, blood work, test dose, and consultation. Call Elevate Wellness. 973-354-2276 or ElevateWellnessGroup.com.
Your health is important. Your sexual health is very important. And like everything else, it has challenges. As many as 50% of men over 50 have sexual-related difficulties, like ED, low testosterone, and low energy. That's where they come in. Elevate Wellness has real professional and in-person solutions. Call 973-354-2276. 973-354-2276. Or visit ElevateWellnessGroup.com and get back to where it started. Office visits only $99 this month.
Is the Greg Kelly Show.
Oh, you know who's running around down there downtown? Loomer. Laura Loomer, the controversial, but I think she's telling the truth. Laura Loomer. People are getting loomered left and right, including Katie Collins. Caitlin Collins, whatever her name, from CNN. The mean girl. All right. Flipping. Were you watching the news on Saturday night when Israel was under attack with these drones from Iran?
So I got the alert on my phone that the attack had sort of started. And, you know, we knew going back since whatever it was, Thursday or Friday, that something was coming in the next couple of days. So my first instinct was to go to Twitter, actually, X, whatever.
Not go to Wolf Blitzer on CNN? Wolf, I need to. No, actually, it's so interesting because I found myself watching CNN and Fox and going around the dial. Mm-hmm. And I realized anytime that those guys were like not on their phone, like looking at me, they weren't getting the up-to-date information. It was one thing that I could see the video, that was important, but more information was on my phone than those talking heads on TV.
Yeah. I'm just being straight up. I think with any of these major news stories now, you look to the sort of citizen journalist more than the so-called official journalist.
And that's what you guys got to do. I know you're reluctant to do it. I understand. I was myself. I was such a snob about social media. I don't need to be on social media. I get my news from... Nope. Get on it. Follow a million people, and you'll get all kinds of perspectives, but you will see things faster, more direct than filtered through Wolf Blitzer. I'm looking at pictures of Donald Trump. They say he looks a little bit tired in court. I mean, when do they ever say he looks good? Would they ever give him a compliment? No. I think he looks fine. He looks, maybe a little tired. Maybe, who cares? It's a Monday morning in court. There's a big news alert. A big news alert. Guess what? He fell asleep in court. He nodded off, they say. Maggie Haberman from the formerly prestigious New York Times saw him nod off. It's funny. Maggie Haberman doesn't say anything about when Joe Biden nods off at the G8 meeting in front of the world's lead. There he's falling asleep. Nobody cares. In this silly municipal farce, who wouldn't fall off? Who wouldn't go to sleep? And by the way, it's not like his life is on the line. It's not a murder trial. And what is this? What do they call it again? This is the jury selection?
This is jury selection. Right. That's correct.
I wish I could be on that jury. That would be fun. Wouldn't it be fun? Do you think I could get there with my, probably not.
I don't think the prosecutors would go for that.
No?
No.
Yeah, that's true. They'll say, do you have any preconceived notions about this case? Am I under oath? Yes. Okay, well, I do. A lot of them. You guys are crooks. And this whole thing should stop right now. If you let me on the jury, I will vote to acquit. I would let them know right away. That actually happened to me the last time I was on jury duty. I told them right off the bat that that guy deserves money. I didn't say that, but a guy went to work and he lost a finger on an industrial piece of machinery and he sued his company. And basically they finally asked me, can you foresee any set of circumstances where that man does not receive money? And I said, no. So, well, what if it was his mistake? No, still, he gets some money. Well, what if he violated every rule? Said, look, he came to the job with five fingers. He left with four. He gets some money.
You're listening to The Greg Kelly Show.
The nerve of this guy, Judge Juan Merchan, and your whole rotten family. Yeah, that's right. I said it. You and that crazy daughter of yours, my goodness gracious, you guys, recusal, the least, you're going to stay there. You know what he just did? He warned President Trump that the trial will take 6 to 8 weeks, and if you don't show up, we will arrest you. He just said that in open court. How dare these savages, for God's sake, look at the damn calendar right now. It's 2024. This BS that you're going after right now goes back 2016 to 2016. This is election interference. This is our country you're messing around with, pal. And you're going to have this misdemeanor nonsense. What was in the memo of the check? Business, legal. It doesn't matter. You know, Joe Biden writes weird checks to his brother and gets weird checks from his brother for $40,000, $20,000. What the hell is that about? Nobody wants to know. Nobody's investigating. It's just, it's Joe Biden. He's getting money from his brother. What's wrong with that? Meanwhile, Donald Trump writes a check with his own money, which we know he has, for not a lot of money. I think it's like $130,000. To Michael Cohen. You notice something about Michael Cohen, by the way. People are like, well, why did he have Michael Cohen in the orbit? He wasn't really in the orbit. He was like a part-time hanger-on. He got paid. How much do you think? Hey, actually, flipping. That's James. That's a good question for you. Not to stump you. I happen to know this. What was his job title? Roughly speaking, you have to get it exactly right. What did Michael Cohen do for Donald Trump?
Like I've heard him described as a fixer in the media.
How much money do you think Trump paid him annually? Take a guess. He's a lawyer too, Michael Cohen. So what do you think?
I'd guess somewhere in between like $50,000 and $100,000.
All right, you wise ass. What do you how did you find out? Yes, $75,000.
Oh, okay.
Okay. So you know more about this because as you see, a lot of people say he was his lawyer, like his full-time lawyer. He's not.
See, that's the thing. I figured it was just spot work that he did for him.
Exactly. Spot work. The guy, his real lawyer, and he's got plenty of them. But back then, before all this stuff started, Mark Kasowitz, who still does stuff for him, he is a top-flight attorney. You know, no messing around. Yale Law School, the works, everything you need to roll in that world. And Cohen was like, you know, this guy who wrote the occasional letter and did the occasional errand. But notice something. Remember, when Donald Trump becomes president, January of 2017, who does not come with him? Michael Cohen, right? I saw Michael Cohen in January of 2017. That man was hard up. He desperately wanted to go to Washington. He wanted to be deputy chief of staff or chief of staff. And I said, are you going to D.C.? I don't know. I hope so. He really wanted to go. And why didn't Trump do that? Because he knew he was a lowlife. I knew he was a lowlife. I walked across the Brooklyn Bridge with him. Did I ever tell you that story?
Yeah, you did. Yeah.
I walked, and it was a walkathon from Brooklyn to Manhattan over the Brooklyn Bridge, which I know doesn't sound like a long walk. It actually is. If you start on the Brooklyn side where that bridge starts, it's a pretty long walk. And it was for St. Jude's Hospital. Eric Trump was running the event, and it was very beautiful. And we all walked across to raise money for charity, and it was a lot of fun. But after the initial ceremony, I find myself walking across the bridge next to Michael Cohen.
And we're just chit-chatting the whole way. And he says, I'm going to run for mayor. I'm going to be the next mayor. I'm going to run for mayor of New York. And this is like in 2013. I'm like, what are you thinking? What? Who are you? Are you stupid? Are you stupid or what? I think you're kind of stupid right now. I almost, because I found it a little insulting, to be honest. Because people were talking about Ray Kelly running for mayor. All right? Here's a guy who could be mayor. You can't be mayor. I almost threw him off that bridge. I got so annoyed with that little jerk. Anyway, all right. So he's the star witness of this stuff. But how dare he say that, Judge Juan Merchan? I mean, 8 years later, a silly misdemeanor case. Who put what in the memo column for paying his lawyer money with his own money? It's just, and who's raising this? Who's pointing this stuff out? Handful of people in conservative media. The people know it, but they can't do much about it, really. What can the people do? You know, I just saw this thing. It puts things in perspective a little bit. Let me see here. Oh, man. You know, first they arrested Trump. They arrested Trump's lawyers. They arrested Trump's advisors. They arrested Trump's supporters. They arrested Trump's chief of staff. They arrested Trump's chief strategist. They arrested Trump's security advisor. If this was happening in a foreign country, America would have invaded by now. I just look, that stuff right there, this is not a democracy. No way is this.
Yeah.
Now, Trump is he's put some stuff out on Truth Social, which is great. You want to hear it?
Yeah.
Just 4 years ago, I was a very popular and successful president of the United States, getting more votes than any sitting president in history. Tomorrow morning, I will be in criminal court before a totally conflicted judge, a corrupt prosecutor, a legal system in chaos, a state being overrun by violent crime and corruption, and crooked Joe Biden's henchmen rigging the system against me, his political opponent. Me! I will be fighting for myself, but much more importantly, I will be fighting for our country. Election interference like this has never happened in the USA before and hopefully will never happen again. We are now a nation in serious decline, a failing nation, but we will soon be a great nation. November 5th will be the most important day in the history of the United States. MAGA 2024. See you tomorrow. I love it. I hate it, but I love it. I hate that he's going through it. You know what, though? Maybe this is like the relaxation he needs. Maybe he needs a break. Seriously. He can only do is sit down and like not do all that much. Maybe he needs a little bit of a chill session. Mm-hmm. Like this could, one of the many things that actually can help him ultimately. Hey, do me a favor. Here's President Trump on the way into court just a little while. Well, this is this morning. Go ahead, Rich.
This is an assault on America. Nothing like this has ever happened before. There's never been anything like it. Every legal scholar said this case is nonsense. It should never have been brought. It doesn't deserve anything like this. There is no case, and they've said it. People that don't necessarily follow or like Donald Trump said this is an outrage that this case was brought. This is political persecution. This is a persecution like never before. Nobody's ever seen anything like it. And again, it's a case that should have never been brought. It's an assault on America. And that's why I'm very proud to be here. This is an assault on our country. And it's a country that's failing. It's a country that's run by an incompetent man who's very much involved in this case. This is really an attack on a political opponent. That's all it is. So I'm very honored to be here. Thank you very much.
Hey, hold on a second. If I just heard something. Wait, hold on. I got a source in the courtroom. I got a source in the courtroom right now. And they're telling me that the judge, apparently, in telling Trump that he has to be there the entire time, Barron Trump is graduating from high school and they have a certain date and they're not letting him go to the graduation. They're not going to stop the proceeding. They're not going to let POTUS go to the graduation of Barron. Are you kidding me? Are you kidding me? This is not an this is Trump derangement. This is the corruption. I'm actually Barron Trump
who I believe is 18 years old.
Correct.
6'7" tall, an amazing specimen. And from what I hear, off the charts, brilliant, very good with languages, and is going to college. We don't know where. he's graduating from, I guess, a school down in Fort Lauderdale. It's a private school. I can't believe it. All right, I'm just getting confirmation from the court because I got a man inside that courtroom. I got a man and close to Trump. We're going to find out just hearing this from you. Wow. What kind of people are these?
Well, I mean, you know, there was a past court proceeding where I don't think they postponed it, even though Trump's mother-in-law had passed away. They refused to stop at that time, too, didn't they?
Yeah, that's right. That's right. He can go to the funeral, or but he can't do or he can come here. He can't do both.
Right. They wouldn't postpone the proceeding. Yeah.
They threatened him with sanctions, I think. So this is crazy. And it's a little bit scary because for a lot of different reasons that there aren't more people standing up, yelling and screaming about this. That, you know what I want to do? I want to go downtown and protest right now. I want to go down and scream my head off.
Yeah. The reports from the outside the courtroom this morning were that the pro-Trump protesters were still in large number, kind of like when they were back when Trump was first arraigned on this whole case and entered his plea and stuff, but that the number of anti-Trump protesters were way down from where they were the last time that Trump was in court for this. So just something to note.
All right, let me just make sure. Yeah, I think I got this before anybody else.
So you're breaking this right now.
Yeah.
That basically the judge is saying, no, you can't go to your son's graduation. And we know that they also said that Trump would basically be arrested if he doesn't show up.
Yep. Let's see. This trial is Trump's attorneys for the former president May 17th, so he could attend Barron Trump's high school graduation. Mershon said he would not yet rule on Donald Trump's request to have the trial held that day.
So he might postpone it then.
No.
Greg's texting with his source right now.
Right there in the belly of the beast.
Greg is connected to the courtroom right now.
I can't tell you how tight this person is with in the whole scenario. I'm not. I can't. You'd be shocked.
I'd be shocked.
To him texting
I
right
probably
now.
Probably would. Yeah.
wait. Article says. Okay. I will. Says.
And I think the prosecutors were also trying to press the judge on a potential fine of some kind concerning the gag order, which is kind of crazy. I mean, the gag order and just even this now, right? The potential to not go to his son's graduation. Isn't there something just beyond punitive about that? And this is a guy who's presumed innocent right now.
You know, very good point. The presumption of innocence. They're murderers. You know, they let people out of jail. They'll let murderers out of jail to go attend funerals. And they won't accommodate him on this stuff. Let me see what else here. Wow, that is dirty.
Out of state almost a decade ago.
I want my voice back. This crooked judge has gagged me. Unconstitutional. The other side can talk about me, but I am not allowed to talk about them. Rigged trial. And then Donald, this is on his Truth Social. Why didn't they bring this totally discredited lawsuit 7 years ago?
Right.
Election interference. Total election interference. Hey, Michael Avenatti. The corrupt lawyer that was involved in this, I can say he is corrupt. I mean, the guy's in jail right now. Even he says that this is unfair. That Stormy Daniels' own attorney says that this is unfair.
And people don't talk about very often, Greg, that it's a very strange legal structure for this case because it's a local prosecutor, right? The Manhattan district attorney who brought the case. But it's supposedly a state violation of campaign finance law. And they use some sort of connection between the two to make it into a felony when it would otherwise be a misdemeanor. So there's a lot of weird legal wrangling that just doesn't get as much coverage.
Wow. Well, I'm in the loop. Hey, the other thing, we talked about Israel. We talked about this crazy case. I would like to see Israel pound away at Iran, but I did see somebody say revenge is a dish best served cold. And by that, they mean, you know, what I used to think that meant, like, yeah, give him something cold, like cold water. I don't know. But cold means once you've cooled down from your emotional reaction, right? That's when it's best to strike. So maybe it's not right to strike right now. I trust Israel. I don't trust Joe Biden. I don't want any constraints on what Israel decides to do. That's up to Bibi and his people. These were only apparently lawnmowers, for crying out loud. And everybody knew. I knew that this attack was coming. I knew it was coming. I mean, what kind of attack is that?
So what is a commensurate response then?
Pearl Harbor, anybody. You know, that's how you do it. You don't, you're a sneak attack. But I don't know. But sometimes a commensurate response. Who says commensurate? I don't want a commensurate. You know, you punch. I mean, I think.
What's appropriate? What should they do?
I mean, look, I want to say, you know, take out something they really like. That big monument they have in Tehran. Something they find really near and dear to their heart. And take out the mullahs and take out, I don't know.
But I know you're not a war hawk guy, so I mean, you obviously probably worry about what else could happen.
Whoa, there is a time and a place to smack back hard, all right? And maybe this is it. I think it would be. Then again, look, I support Israel. I trust Israel. Joe Biden should stay the hell out of it. And stay the hell out of a lot of things, but he's not going to, is he? Or at least his evil team. Give him a moment, please. Thank you.
Greg Kelly. You're listening to The Greg Kelly Show.
All right. What do you think? Let's see here. Fran, hello. You're in Massapequa.
Greg, how you doing, pal?
Is your name Fran?
Yeah, my real name's Francis. I go by Fran from Massapequa. That's my radio name.
Oh, you call a lot of shows and stuff like that?
No, well, I'm a sports guy. I call a couple of the radio stations. You know, just I grew up, you got to remember, I grew up with my dad driving in the car with Paul Harvey and
I like the radio too. I grew up listening to the radio. So what's up?
Big time. Dad's listening, probably 88 years old, loves you to death. My God, he loves you. And he's a veteran in the Army. But the
hey, can I ask you something real quick?
Yeah.
What's up with Craig Carton? How's he doing? He came back in a big way, right?
I had a little issue with the show, and they banned me from the show because I guess they don't like guys that, you know, go back and forth. So they just like kiss ups, and I got banned. But I don't know. He's horrible. I don't watch him. I didn't really listen to that show that much. I'm more of an ESPN guy now.
I will say this. I mean, my gosh, you know, he looked like he lost everything, got arrested, and now from what I'm hearing, he's back. He's back, and you know, making money, and good for him. Yeah. All right, so Fran, what's up?
Such a bad country, you know. Guy goes to jail for gambling and robbing people, and he's back on top. So you could do anything.
I don't know all
country,
the details.
Anyway,
I don't know all the details. I don't know all the details.
No, listen, I know the details. I looked into him. I read everything. This guy, if you want, I could tell you what he did. Got a minute.
All right, let's skip. Well, that's for another time. What's on your mind right now?
Yeah, absolutely. Listen, my dad loves the show. I listen to you.
All right, fire away. What's up?
Bottom line. This is the only way this is going to start. We got to have a civil war. And
I'm getting an idea why they ban you on the other station. We can't have a civil war. You hold on. No, calm down. Calm down.
All right. I need you to calm down. All right. I can't have people calling for a civil war. All right. We're not there. We're you know, like, who knows? It happened once. It could happen again someday. But we're not there yet. All right, we're not there. All right, Fran, we're not. Okay.
Yes, he's guilty though. They already got him guilty.
All right, relax. Relax.
They already got Donald Trump guilty. This is horrible. What's going on? What are we going to do? I mean, come on.
Well, what are you going to do? What are you going to do? You're going to call radio stations all day long? What are you going to do?
No, I don't call up that much.
All right. But wait a second. All right, a couple of things I'm going to ask you to see if you've done them yet. Have you given money to Donald Trump or any of the super PACs?
Yes.
Are you sure about that?
I'm a Donald Trump guy. My family, we all are.
Did you
bleed it.
You've given money? You've given money?
Yes, we've donated. We've done everything for Trump.
Hold on a second. Have you volunteered? Volunteered for the campaign?
No, I will.
They need volunteers. They need them yesterday. Go to the RNC. Go to the Trump PAC. There's ways you can knock on doors and get out there, you know, and do real things, real world things. What else have you done?
Can I say one thing before
I want to know one other thing that you've done to make this happen, to make a Trump victory happen?
We all go out and vote, and I get all my family members to vote, and I talk to my friends, and I pump Trump like there's no tomorrow. But the bottom line is this. It's not about Trump. It's about the evil Democrats. They're going to convict this guy. It's disgusting.
I don't want you to – you got it. You got to
convict our president.
You got to keep your head about you, all right? Don't panic, all right? Don't panic, and don't cry about it, all right? We need you and all your abilities and all your friends, but I think you should get more friends. And with all your energy, I'm going to tell you what I've told a few other people like Maria and the rest. Get on social media. You know, you're very impassioned. You know that guy, Michael Rappaport? You know that guy who makes those videos?
Yes.
You could be like him. You could be like him. Just yell and scream. Yell. No, I'm done. I got to go. Yell and scream at the phone and put it online and watch things happen or people react. But I think you got to do more than that. And I want to know how much money you gave. Have you given the max amount? All right, because I'd rather not have a civil war, all right? I've got, it'll interfere with my leisure activities.
This is Greg Kelly for Priority Gold. What does it mean to be America's precious metals dealer? It means that you're in touch with the hearts and minds of those who love this country, value our freedom, and want to protect the future. Priority Gold is that precious metals dealer. They've helped thousands of Americans back their retirement with solid gold and silver. Call Priority Gold at 888-506-6439. Receive free shipping, free storage, a free investment guide, and one of the best purchase experiences in the industry. Call now or go to PriorityGold.com.